Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of passion.
Speaking of. What do we got, Esmeralda?
We have Jeff Jenkins. He's founder and executive director of Midnight Circus in the Parks.
Jeff, do you hear what's going on in the station tonight?
Did I hear?
Yes. Are you looking?
No, I just woke up, but he was pretty interesting.
Yeah, we were making some dreams happen.
Very good.
I mean, you're a great tie-in here. You're the founder and you're the executive director of Midnight Circus in the Parks, Jeff Jenkins. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. It's not nearly as glamorous as it sounds, but yeah, we're living our dream.
It's not glamorous. Come on, there's got to be some form of glamour. You're out in front performing for people, right?
No, we definitely have our upside. We're having a real positive impact all across Chicago, so we're blessed to be doing what we're doing.
So I hear you have a show today at 3 o'clock, Gately Park. Mm-hmm. What can we expect?
Oh, I mean, first of all, it's a world-class show. I mean, we're fortunate that we attract great contemporary circus artists from all over the globe. Some of them call Chicago home. Some of them tour with all over the world. They get together with us every year when we do this really unique program that we do called Midnight Circus in the Parks. So, 2 years ago, we were the only American circus company to ever headline the Montreal Circus Festival. So that tells you the quality of the show you're going to see there in your own park.
And do you have to pay?
Yeah, and we have a staggering ticket price of, hold on, wait for it, $5.
Oh, my God.
That's so cheap.
So if you show up at Gately Park today, and you did it yesterday as well, I guess, right?
We packed the tent down at Gately Park yesterday. Over 500 kids, families came out, celebrate right there in their own park, 130 Cottage Grove.
How cool is that? And so what will they see?
Oh, an incredible array of acrobats and performers really from all over the world. I mean, hand balancers, jugglers, tight wire, you name it, we do it in the program. Our own kids perform. Dynamite little acrobats. Really a fantastic show. Then we got DJ My Boy Elroy there. Provides our music soundtrack.
Wow.
Gives it a real contemporary feel and flavor. Great show. And an intimate, beautiful little purple and blue one-ring big top tent.
Oh, nice. So you got the big old circus tent.
Yeah. It's new, and it's not too big, and it's beautiful, real intimate. I mean, that's part of the charm of the show. And ultimately, it serves as a fundraiser for each and every park we play. We work hand-in-hand with the park district and the park advisory councils. So, to date, this program has raised over $850,000 for local Chicago parks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really, really cool. This is impressive, Jeff. I am proud of you. This is
thank you.
Not that that matters to you at all, but it
does. That means something.
Midnight Circus. I'm just reading what you guys have here. I feel like people are not informed. I wasn't informed. So Midnight Circus was a young brass troupe of performers on a first adventure together in Europe. You were enchanted with the intimate theatrical circuses you saw in small parks and piazzas in Italy and France.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys decided that you were going to bring this to the States, basically? The idea that families could come... I mean, why were you over there at first and, like, what was the background that you had that sort of brought that all together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we were a performing arts... performing arts program here in Chicago, Midnight Circus. We had founded it 19 years ago, and we mainly performed sometimes in outdoor venues, but mainly in theaters. And they were very theatrical presentations that always had a large amount of circus arts. And then we were always socially involved, but we really wanted to do something where we could take the type of shows that we had seen over in Europe and the type of stuff we were doing in the theaters primarily here on the north side. And we really wanted to, as we say, bring circus to the people. And the way to do that was, ideally set up in neighborhood parks all across Chicago up here, So we started with a small weekend of open air shows in Wells Park up in North Center. We hoped against hope that a few people would show up, over 1,000 people later that weekend, we realized we really tapped into something. And so each and every year we slowly expanded. several years ago, we were able to bring down the show down to Inglewood on the south side, Grand Crossing, McKinley Park. This year, all the way down to 103rd. We play to over 15,000 people every year.
Wow.
And as I said, we've raised over $850,000 for local parks. And it's not just that we've raised a lot of money. The show is really a world-class theatrical circus experience. So people who normally don't get to see this type of entertainment in a lot of communities are getting it right in their local park.
That is amazing. Can you hold on for us? We need to take a break.
Yeah.
I know it's incredible at 3:17 in the morning.
Well, who's buying a commercial at 3 in the morning?
You're going to find out right now.
A couple incredibly just brilliant companies.
We'll be right back with Jeff Jenkins. He's a founder and executive director of Midnight Circus in the Parks.
720 WGN. Good morning. 320. We're talking Midnight Circus in the Parks. MidnightCircus.net. Jeff Jenkins is the founder and executive director and will be performing later today at Gately Park, 3 o'clock. So why is it midnight when you guys are performing in the afternoon, Jeff? Can we put that together, tie that around?
You can tie that around. We actually did perform a couple times at midnight, although admittedly it's past my bedtime. When we created our first show that we opened in a little 50-seat theater on the north side of Chicago, me and my wife were stumbling around for a name. We think we had a show. We had rented the theater, and we were trying to figure out what should we call this ragtag group of folks that we're putting together. And it was late, and we said, it's almost midnight. Let's go to bed. And then that was it. We said, Midnight Circus. That's got a nice ring to it. So let's go with it. So
that's
we ran
awesome.
With it.
That's Midnight awesome. Circus. What's your background, Jeff? How did you get to this point in life? What type of performing stuff did you do as a young man?
I grew up in Chicago, and my wife actually grew up down in Champaign, Illinois, and she was a theater and dance major at U of I. And right out of high school, the day after I left high school, I took off and went to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
Wow.
Clown
so
College,
you ran away and joined the circus.
I ran away and joined the circus. I did. Yes, indeed. Did that for several years. And then I came back to Chicago. Then me and my wife met, realized we had some common interests. She was doing a lot of theater, a lot of dance in Chicago. And we kind of put our heads together and we wanted to create something that was, you know, that was kind of pushed the boundaries of kind of what physical theater and circus was doing here in Chicago. So 19 years ago, we opened our first show up at the old National Pastime Theater up on North Broadway.
So hold on a second here. Let's talk about your Ringling Brothers experience. I'm fascinated how was that? Was it fun? Was it as like I completely glorify it. Like I feel like it's an amazing experience. You're going city to city. You're performing the whole deal. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I was an 18-year-old kid who grew up in Chicago. So to take off with the greatest show on earth, as they call themselves, was pretty spectacular. Hundreds and hundreds of performers from all over the globe traveling around, playing different cities all the time. My first show was at the Meadowlands Arena in Jersey. So it was a great experience. Opened up a world to me.
And how long were you with them?
I toured for 2 years with Ringling Brothers, and then I did a bunch of different projects on and off for almost 10 years with Ringling Brothers. Taught at the Clown College, did some other creative work. It's really a wonderful time.
How much social activities going on in the circus, Jeff? if I may.
Social. Well, look, we did 13 shows a week, so
not a lot of time.
A whole lot of downtime, but we lived on a big long circus train.
Oh my God!
And all the performers, everyone travels by train, and Ringling has their very own train. So it was some downtime. Certainly.
So hold on a second. You would do the show. You'd get done at what time? Like you do three shows in a day, right? Or two?
Generally two. Sometimes we did three on Saturday and three on Sunday. They called that a six pack. And that was grueling because each show was about 2.5 hours long.
Wow.
And, when I did, back when I was 18 with Ringling, when I did my 13 shows a week, after taxes, I took home a whopping $163 a week.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
1
a.m.
What are they?
I'm not kidding.
So wait a second. You're getting paid 163 on 13 shows. Is that even minimum wage?
Oh, geez. I wouldn't think so. Certainly wasn't part of the fight for 15, that's for sure.
Wow. But you were, so you were on the train, so there's transportation. Did you have lodging?
We lived on the train.
They feed you.
You've got to pay for your own food.
Oh, man.
You cooked in the little kitchenette there. The clowns all had their own clown car, and you'd cook in the kitchenette.
Oh, my gosh.
But you didn't do it to get rich. You know, you did it for the experience.
And you said there was
a... It really did open up a whole world to me.
You said there was a train. So does that mean... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to... I don't know too much about Ringling, but do they not leave North America or...
They don't.
The continent?
They had some shows periodically that... where they would tour over, not really in Europe, but go down to South America and Mexico, but generally Ringling Brothers and Byron Billy Circus tours the United States because they play big arenas.
Okay.
You know, they play the United Center.
Right.
Places like that. So they need the big sports arenas to play because it's a three-ring colossus of a circus. Quite the opposite of what we do now with our little intimate one-ring show.
Jeff Jenkins is the founder, executive director, Midnight Circus in the Parks, midnightcircus.net, if you want to check them out online. And later today, 3 o'clock, Gately Park, 744 East 103rd Street this weekend. Then McKinley Park, the 10th and 11th, Wicker Park, 16th, 17th, and 18th, 1425 North Damon. Two shows on those days, both next weekend and at Wicker Park. So, bottom line, midnightcircus.net. You can get the whole schedule coming to a neighborhood near you. Hamlin Park, which is by me. Well, not that I couldn't make it over to Wicker Park or McKinley Park, whatever. But Hamlin Park is right across the street from me. So, Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th. So
you got to get out there. Great. We didn't come to Hamlin. We actually used to play Hamlin Park every year. Then we took a couple years off, and now we're coming back, and we're already nearly sold out at Hamlin Park. Great audiences there.
Very nice. Yeah. And can I ask, you said that you have kids performing. Are they like kids of the neighborhood? Is it a program, or how does that work?
No. Well, there's three children who perform in the show. Our two kids, my son and my daughter, who are highly skilled, a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old. And then we have one other young lady who is the daughter of one of our coaches who's a graduate of the Moscow Circus School.
Oh, wow.
Who was really an elite level acrobat his whole life. Those are the three kids who perform in the show. I mean, the acrobats who perform with us are really first rate, top tier. When they're not with us, mm-hmm. they perform with Cirque du Soleil, Cirque Awa, Seven Fingers, you know, world-class circuses all over the world.
And then are you in the shows?
I am in the show. I serve as the ringmaster.
Wow.
And I do a fair amount of, you know, acrobatics for a guy who's pushing well past 40.
Nice. Do you wear the top hat?
Do play a part. I do wear the top hat occasionally, yes,
very
indeed.
Good.
Yeah, to cover some of the gray hair. But it's the show is really has a really contemporary feel. You know, again, we have a DJ, and so it is as much as I enjoyed my time on Ringling, it is not an ode to Ringling by any means. I mean, as a Chicagoan, you go in and you feel really up to date with what is happening in that circus ring.
And you're touching all the neighborhoods in the city, Jeff. I mean,
yeah.
Feel free to speak.
A huge shift.
Yeah,
that's a huge part of what we do.
Yeah, so feel free. Speak about why that's important to you, and what you're trying to bring to wherever you go.
Well, you know, we're Chicagoans. We live, we live up in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. Our kids go to our local public school block away. I've been serving on the local school council. This is my third term. We're very active in our community and in citywide. And we firmly believe as parents, as Chicagoans, as artists that every child, every family should have access to a safe, clean, well-funded, well-programmed public park and public school. But I won't get on that soapbox right now. And so we really made it our mission and our calling to move the needle in that direction. And for us, it's incredibly important that we sell out our shows in Hamlin Park and Wells Park and those parks, but it's just as important that we're able to bring the type of incredibly high-quality show at a very doable price down to the communities on the south and west sides of Chicago. For that $5 ticket price on the south side or the west side, the reason it works, first and foremost, is because we have some really strong community ties down there. We work hand-in-hand with community organizations, religious leaders, aldermen, park advisory councils to help spread the word, and they serve as the ushers the day of, and they sell the concessions, and they sell ads in the ad book. And the great thing about that is they keep 100% of the concessions. They keep 100% of the ad book profits, and they get a nice chunk of the ticket percentage. So it's a great, not only is it a community builder, it's a fundraiser, and that money goes right back to that community.
That's so awesome.
So you are Midnight Circus in the Parks, Jeff. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Jeff Jenkins, founder, executive director.
Midnight Circus.
Get you guys out there.
Absolutely.
You want to come to the show, all right? I'm telling you, you will be blown away at what you see.
MidnightCircus.net is the website coming to a neighborhood near you. Hey, Jeff, congratulations on all you're doing. I mean, people talk about all the issues going on in the world, and we need action too, not just words. And you're doing it, man. You're showing people a different side of what's going on as far as performing in the community and people getting out and doing things. I think it's awesome. So congratulations.
Great stuff going to happen on the south side of Chicago today. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.